Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I'm here with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Satan, I'm here. We want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and we're looking forward to another great night of Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened to the that went to Malaysia and how it disappeared. And I think it has something to do with a portal that it went through and it disappeared. I think that people went back into time. And as time speeds up, I think, just like the movie The Langoliers, you know, Stephen King, when he made that movie, it had a lot of truth to it. Because these doorways and dimensional portals are starting to open up and time is speeding up. And as we access time is speeding up, we can manifest things with our thoughts in a lot faster way. So I think that's what's going on in the out in the universe. And there's a lot of activity out there, especially a lot of, we've been seeing a lot of UFOs and alien contact and all kinds of different things going on. What's your thoughts on that, Roy?
I just wanted to share that's interesting that, hear about these different stargates, people have been, experimenting with. So, that's very possible, too, that, they could have flew in, another dimension, almost, similar to people who disappeared in the, Bermuda Triangle. And these people were never found, or their planes or whatever, went into that dimension. They've even said there's been ships that's gone into that and disappeared. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I'm most definitely a big believer in UFOs and alien contact. And there's other life out there, other life forms. And it goes back to the theory of the law of attraction, where when we step into that higher consciousness, into those dimensions that time don't exist, then time starts speeding up. And so I feel that time is coming because the veil is getting more thinner. And as the veil gets thinner, then the consciousness starts to rise. So I feel that why we're starting to see a lot more activity, because it's getting thinner. That's why I like using a lot of spirit board contacts, because you can make a faster connection through channeling and mediumship. The more you do it, the more better you get. It's like manifesting, the more you do it, the more better you get. And you build that muscle and you build that energy. So, is there anything you want to share with that?
That's so true. And, we have found that, that a lot of these dimensions, especially you know, with the ETs and the UFOs that are out there, you know, they're becoming a lot more visible now. I'd like to share with our listeners out there that we had an encounter one night where my granddaughter was upstairs and she was with her friends looking out of the window, and then a bright light appeared in the sky, and she said that it was going off in different directions. It wasn't just, this light just wasn't pointing down. It was going from side to side and the top and the bottom. And it scared her, and she came down to tell me about it. And by the time I went back, it disappeared. So, yes, you know, we know that, you know, we're at that time now where, the veil is getting really thin, and a lot of these, what a lot of people thought were people's imaginations, are becoming real. But we have one caller that's been waiting. Why don't we invite that caller on, Adrian?
Okay, wonderful. Let's get started.
So let's go with the caller from the 917 area. You're on there.
Hi.
917. Hi, and what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Anna, and I'm from New York.
And we welcome you to our show tonight.
Welcome, Verna.
Thanks.
And how can we help you tonight?
I don't know. What are you guys doing tonight?
If you would like a reading, we could help you with the reading. Or
yes,
if there's
I would
something...
like a reading. And my reading is around if you see me and Matt coming together again.
So it's a relationship?
Yes. If there's going to be one, yeah, I don't know.
And are you in a relationship right now, or?
No.
Okay. And when did you meet this person?
I met him in September.
Okay. And, Adrian, what are you getting?
What's this person's first name?
Matt.
Okay, Matt. And is Matt in his 20s or 30s?
Sorry?
Is he in his 20s or 30s? 30s. He's in his 30s, okay. Okay, just hold on 1 minute until I get a message here.
Okay.
Just focusing on his energy. And you just want to know if you and Matt are a good couple?
It's very hard to hear you. Your voice is echoing.
I was just asking, you want to know if you and Matt are a couple or a good couple?
Yeah, it's still echoing your voice.
Yo. Can you hear me?
Did we lose our caller?
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm feeling like Matt is kind of just searching right now, like soul searching.
Okay.
He's not really... I'm not really feeling like he's wanting to settle down,
Adrian,
but mostly just soul searching. He's mostly soul searching.
Okay. Yeah.
Is he going to school right now?
Sorry?
Is he doing any kind of schooling?
Well, I have a very hard time hearing you. It's hard to hear you with the echo, and you're sounding very far away.
Can you hear me now?
A little better.
I was just asking if he is he thinking of any kind of schooling? Is he doing any kind of schooling?
No.
Because I feel like there's some kind of schooling coming up.
Okay.
That he's thinking of. But he hasn't put much thought into it, you know. Even with relationship, he's very indecisive right now.
Okay.
He's very laid back, very friendly, very outgoing. But he has a hard time making up his mind.
Hmm.
Or where he's going.
Okay.
So it goes back and forth, his mind does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's kind of wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy, okay. All right, thank you.
And how long, when you met Matt, how long were you out of a relationship?
Well, we were together for 3 months.
Okay.
And what happened?
Yeah, he was too busy or he didn't have enough time and he didn't know how to divide his time between his work and me, and I didn't like that, so we kind of ended it.
Yeah.
And then we started talking again, but I don't know where
that's
going to go.
That's what I mean by wishy-washy. He's indecisive, you know. He can't make his mind up what he wants.
Yeah. Is that going to last forever?
No.
I don't know.
No, he's getting to the point where he wants to settle down because nothing that he's doing is working.
Okay.
And the reason why it's not working is because his mind is too filled with a lot of stuff. And he needs to clear his mind, calm his mind down, and really think about the things that he really needs to get done in his life.
Right.
I'm getting that he's a workaholic also.
Okay. And what does he really think of me about, like, being with me in a relationship or...
Well, like I said, he wants to settle down, and you're the only one that can help him to settle down so he can calm his mind. I'm also feeling like, yes, he is a workaholic, but he also has a hard time committing to work as well.
Yeah, his own work especially.
Mm-hmm.
But do you see us, like, meeting again? Because even that is a bit difficult with him right now. Everything is a challenge.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I said everything is a challenge. I told him, like, if you want to meet, then, you know, I said I'll leave it up to you. But I don't know if he wants to meet. I don't really know. He's going to be gone for a couple of weeks, and then I don't know if he's going to talk to me again or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting the message that he does want to meet. And there's going to come a time where it's going to really hit him and this energy that's going to really hit him is going to be like, okay, it's time to settle down. It's time to think about the things that is important in your life. And he'll start thinking about these things. And he has thought about these things, but they're not very strong right now because his mind is racing.
Yeah.
But the energy is going to hit him, though. And when it does hit him, it's going to make him feel a little depressed.
Okay. And how should I be with him? Like, he's so sensitive. I think he's more sensitive than me.
Yeah, that's the sensitive part of him. He's emotional.
So if I see him again, like, how do I just have to be very careful with my behavior and everything. I don't know how it's going to go, if I'm going to see him.
Well, you got to take your time with him.
Yeah.
Take it at his pace.
Yep. So,
you know,
I mean, why am I doing this to myself? What if, why has it been so hard to let him go?
Maybe you feel like there is a soul contract between you and him that you need to fulfill.
Yeah.
In order for you to move forward.
Maybe.
That way you don't, that way you break that cycle and you don't have to keep repeating it.
Yes. I just
have
a hard time.
You feel like you've been sabotaging yourself?
No, but I feel like it's been very hard to let it go because I do love him. I have some real feelings for him.
You have compassion for him.
Yeah, I love him. I care about him. I want him to do well in life and so on and so forth. And I want to be his friend, actually. I don't know if he's going to let me in because he doesn't let a lot of people in.
Well, that timing is coming, so don't get too impatient. The message I'm getting from my angel.
Okay.
Kind of be persistent, but have patience.
Yeah, I think.
Go with his
yeah.
flow. Go with his energy flow.
Sorry? Don't let.
And meditate on what you want and say to yourself that you own it. You know, that you own him. I don't mean that you own him as far as, you know, that you want to control him. I'm just saying you own him as a soul mate contract.
Yeah.
In other words, you're drawing in his energy to manifest your desire outcome.
Well, I think I'd rather leave it up to my higher power how things turn out. I really feel
well,
like
that is your higher power.
Yeah, I. Like, I
your
love
desire,
him, and I have...
Your desire is your higher power.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely feel a desire to want to see him because I'm like, what happened here, you know? What happened? And I want to make sure that, what did I see? Who is this person, and why am I so interested in him, and what's going on? You know, I want to know that. And then... You know, I'm not the same person that I was when I met him. I've done a lot of growth, and I'm in a different place now. So I think it'll be different. And I think that he's actually understanding that.
I'm glad you have a. I'm glad you have a positive attitude about it. Most people don't.
About what?
About you and this guy's relationship, you know. Because
yeah.
most people would say, you know, I'm not going to give him the time of day. It's either now
or
never.
You need to hear my friends. You should hear my friends. They're really mean. They're like, even if they just read a little bit of what he wrote back to me, they're like, oh, don't even answer him. I mean, or they
yeah,
say
don't waste
like,
your time. Yeah.
Yeah. They're saying, like, don't even waste your time. Don't even go there. Or they feel like he's not worth it or something, you know. And I'm just...
Yeah, they all say that.
I mean, but why are they so simple, you know? I mean, yeah, it's true. But...
My guides are telling me to tell you to have trust.
Okay. Thank you guys so
trust
much.
Trust your intuition, you know, follow your... You know, whatever you're feeling.
Okay.
Follow your heart.
Follow your heart.
And let your conscience be your guide.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And we're
going to
go ahead and go with our next caller now.
Okay. Bye. Many blessings.
Bye. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Namaste.
Namaste. So let's go with the caller from the 817 area. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. How are you, everyone?
Good. And what's your name and where are you from?
It's Felix from Dallas, Texas.
And we welcome you to our show tonight, Felix. And how can we help you?
Just a basically general reading, very short, about relationship. I'm separated, now legally separated, but recently separated in September 9th. So what can you tell me?
Have you... are you in a relationship now, or have you been focusing on a relationship?
Well, I'm not trying so sure whether this is a reconciliation process or I should let go of this person. What I really want to let go of this person and attract someone new and also grow with that person. Once I meet that person, grow spiritually, mentally, physically, and all the acts, but as a human being in a romantic relationship. So my heart is telling me that this person with my wife, which is I had a 9-year relationship with her, is not the one that I'm expecting. So I feel used about this relationship in the first place 9 years ago from now. That makes sense?
Okay. I'm getting that you still have... a strong connection. You know, you still have some. It's almost like you need to cut that connection. You know, with that last relationship you had. Nathan, what are you getting?
I got noise in the background.
Yeah. We need to have whatever sound you have. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello.
I'm listening.
Okay. I'm getting a feeling like there's some attachments that need to be detached from other relationships in order for you to move forward into a better, healthy relationship. I keep getting the message to look forward and not look back. There's a lot of things from your past that are coming up. I see a lot of things from the past that are things that are going to be coming up for you, but your eyes forward and keep going straight forward, and that there's new people that are coming into your life that will be more desirable for you. That's what I'm getting, the message. So.
Okay, very good. I'm actually an early Christian, so I'm looking forward to meet someone, Christian woman, so that I could actually share my life with. Do you see anything coming soon?
Yeah, I do. I see a blonde woman that is coming up very, very soon, and she has blonde hair, and she's very friendly, very outgoing. She's a big business-oriented woman. She has, she's very laid back, but she's also very straightforward, but she speaks her truth. She's also, I feel like she's, I'm not going to say it fanatic, but she likes to keep things in order. She likes to keep things clean. She's very outspoken. She's outgoing. And her energy is very magnetic. That's what I'm picking up. What are you picking up about her, Roy?
Well, my guides are saying, what kind of work do you do right now?
I'm not working. I'm actually a job seeker. So I'm actually, I'm going to be pretty soon in the next couple of days, I will be earning my business degree in global business management. So I wasn't really successful right now in terms of getting a job at this point. So I'm actually looking for an opportunity out there that could suitable for me, my needs, and hopefully, you know, with my new career landed in my hand, I could be able to re-stabilize a little bit things, my situation financially, and move on with my, you know, for any opportunity that comes along, whether opportunity in career or a new relationship. So I'm looking forward to, you know, to meet that new person. But again, I don't have any feelings towards my ex-wife or my wife, which is I actually left from home for a toxic relationship that had been through my 9 years in the marriage. So what can you add about that?
Well, what my partner told me that you need to, you know, focus more,
you know,
on yourself, not one.
I can't really hear you very well.
My guides are telling me that you need to focus more on your health. Number one. Number two, once you focus on your health, then you could start getting the kind of job or the kind of career that you want, and that will bring you the wealth that you need so that you can go into a healthy relationship. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Did you know exactly what happened with this relationship that I was in?
Now, you've been on our show before, haven't you?
I had been, but it was cut off during the middle of the show, so I wasn't really having a full reading.
That's fine. Now, you're talking about the relationship. You were spending some time in Texas, was it? And you were originally from New York?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay.
Did you have a disagreement with this lady?
No, I have not. I think that she dragged me along from New York to Texas because her mother lives here. So I believe strongly that her mother had forced her to, you know, to bring her daughter here nearby. So.
Mm-hmm.
Now that she have everything settled down in terms of, you know, her mom already follow everything and I have to follow her. So now that everything is situated and everything was a plan, now she don't want me anymore. So every job that I had been, I never been in this situation in my whole life. I have not been out of work for such a long time the way I have been since I came down and reside in Texas. So everything was something, a plan that was planning many years ago, and I put all the faith and all the love toward to this person. So now here it is. I leave me stranded, but I know I was in a toxic relationship for such a long time because it got into an argument, to a physical and emotionally towards me. So I couldn't understand where that stuff,
well, that's
that
what
change
I meant,
came around.
That's what I meant by disagreement. There's some kind of argument.
Yes, yes. That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I meant. She hasn't let that go yet. She hasn't let that go. That was in the past, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I still have not feeling towards her, but I don't feel anything towards her. This woman, but we have a child together, but we kind of sometimes talk about it, but I make myself clear that when I'm going back to the relationship and she agreed to it, because I know my heart deep inside that she's not a good person at all, and neither her family either, so I don't want to be in that environment anymore.
Yeah, your heart is correct on that.
Well, she was looking for something more money, materialism. What exactly she was looking to, you know, from me?
Right, and her intentions are not good at all. She's she just needs to let that go and just, you know, learn to forgive and just, you know, look for better things in the relationship. She needs to look at the better things instead of the negative things, you know.
Does her family have a lot of political backing?
Can you repeat that question again?
Does her family have a lot of political backing?
Yes, like dominating person. She likes to control, and I know she. I kind of believe some kind of that they do some, you know, spiritual witchcraft or whatever it is. Or I'm not quite sure, but it's kind of sensitive, very strong. So I don't know if you want to collaborate that.
Yeah, that's the reason why I was getting all the negativity.
Yeah, and I think it was, yeah, because it's really, really, really weird that, you know, for any little thing, we fight constantly and all this, you know, back and forth relationship. I have been breaking up 4 times with her, and still, I think her mom kind of little denominating, having control physically, mentally, and all the experts with my wife in the first place. So have you seen, can you capture that?
Well, you know, I'm getting that her family, since they have that kind of money and political backing, that they're, have you ever heard of the Illuminati?
No.
What they are is a secret society that has a lot of control of a lot of the political, the banking, and everything else that, you know, that's going on, you know, with, you know, our society and everything that, you know, this is why a lot of, this goes way back, you know, to have a strong tie with the Masons also. But what I'm
so
getting more than any is that you need to get out of that picture.
What's going to happen to my daughter is, I mean, we have a daughter, 6 years old daughter. Me trying to basically go into, you know, giving the right thing, the right path as a father, not getting over, you know, putting negativity or anything like that. But what can you see with in my daughter's intention?
What I'm getting more than any is they're putting a lot of negative thoughts into her mind about you.
Yeah, that's what
and
I think.
They're making you look like the bad guy.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Why are they doing that, though? What's the purpose of doing all this?
Well, the main thing is
they want control. They don't want her to break free from her programming.
And what is your history? Where does your family originate from? What are your roots?
Okay, it's Catholic, Roman Catholic. But I became early Christian in 2005. Before I met my wife, I met my wife in 2006, 2007, at the end of 2007. So here I am. I thought that, you know, God had put me a person, wonderful person, at that time when I met my wife in 2007. And obviously, you know, I unfortunately I was wrong to think about that way. So here I am. I never thought that my relationship would be ended this way or had been used in all the acts, but whether spiritually, mentally, and
where does your family originate from?
Is Dominican Republic.
Because I'm getting that there was some kind of tie of some kind of royalty.
The beginning of the relationship with my family and I, or with the
and your family.
Me and my family. Maybe I don't know.
You know your family.
Sure.
genealogy?
No, I don't.
I'm getting the same thing.
Because they're after your DNA. And your DNA is in your daughter.
Yeah, it's in your family lineage.
So you're saying that my daughter is it's more and more like us?
Yeah.
So in other words, is are we are bad people or what are we?
Oh no.
Just clarify a little bit.
They want that control of that DNA.
They want you to believe that you're bad people.
Yeah.
But that's not who you really are.
No.
That's correct. That is correct. And I believe that I strongly, when I met my mother-in-law in 2007, I actually received a very negative energy, and I was shaking. I didn't know what that energy was coming from, but I knew at that point, 3 days later, I couldn't see this person or be near around this person at all. And I figured that, you know, I did not understand, Lord, what are you coming from? Where this person is, who this person is, but show me the darkness that I could understand in a very simple way. So I figured at that point that she was a really bad person. Not my wife, but my wife, you know, listened to her mom strongly, everything what she says, because that's what I figured out. And the Lord has shown me that in my heart, he speaks to my heart, so this is not a very good lady to deal with. But I was barely kind of saving my relationship all this time, all these years. You know, and I was getting out of control, because now she, little by little, she was getting possessed. My wife, you know, little by little, she wanted it to be with her all for 24 hours and not concentrating in the marriage. I had so many bad experiences in my marriage during all of these years because of her mom controlling and her sister also as well. So now that I figured out that this is not a very good people, I was rarely in the middle of a spiritual warfare. But
now, what I'm
getting
is when you were in New York City, her family had a lot of power there.
Yes, that's correct.
You know, when you decided to move to Texas, you know, they wanted to start taking control.
Taking control of my wife and taking control of my daughter.
Yeah, your wife and your daughter.
Yes. So I'm trying to, why my daughter? Why? They had already my wife, that's fine, that's, you know, but why my daughter? I mean, that's something that I still don't understand. What's the purpose behind all this? And what can I do to save her? Not just basic praying, but what else can you advise me to do?
Adrian, what do you get at?
I didn't hear the whole thing.
He wants to know what can he do to save his daughter.
From what?
From his wife and the mother-in-law.
It'd have to be deprogrammed.
Yeah.
How do I
That'll
do that? I mean, she's 6 years old.
But I'm getting
that
there's got to be some kind of energetic work that needs to be done.
It'll have to be in private.
And it has to be in private.
I can't do it on the air.
No.
It takes too long.
Yeah. So if this is something that you would like to have done, we could recommend that you send us an email or make contact with us by phone.
Okay, so send you an email.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you want Adrian's email address?
Yes.
Okay, it's pathfinder255@gmail.com.
Pathfinder. Pathfinder what?
Pathfinder255.
Uh-huh.
At G as in goat mail.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
And you know, make contact with Adrian, and he can do this deprogramming for you, and then see exactly where we're at and what needs to be done.
Yeah, now let me ask you a last question.
Email about the situation.
Yeah.
So I know what needs to be done.
Now I want to ask you a last question, Adrian. Can also be done through my pastor.
Can it be done by what?
By his pastor.
No.
This is not anything to do with religion at all.
Okay.
It goes a lot deeper. But a lot of it is determined by you. I mean, do you truly want to get your daughter back? Do you want to, you know, have a good, you know, where this story ends, you know, a good ending
yes.
to this story?
Yes, yes, yes.
It
because
goes a lot deeper.
It goes a lot deeper.
Than a pastor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More than
so,
spiritual.
Okay, so do they know? Do my wife and her family know who I am spiritually? Because I told them that, especially to my wife, who have, you know, why did she have done what she have done, that I have discovered each one of them spiritually? Because I do have that. So she's, my wife is really angry at that because I did blow it up behind the scenes.
I feel like they have an idea. But there, I feel like there's still some confusion there, don't you?
What I'm getting more than anything is that you've become a threat.
Yeah, more of a threat, yeah. There's still some
confusion.
That's
what I figure. That's what I figure because my mother-in-law never, after I left, she never see her face at all. She don't want to see her face at all, but she kind of using her, you know, her daughter, which is my wife, because we have sometimes kind of communication because of my daughter, Chelsea. And I have the mission to drop her off and pick her up from her mom's place to take her to work. And, I mean, the conversation that we have sometimes is basically an argument. She do not want to listen to anything. And I told her, listen, the more you get more involved in your family, you and I is not going to be very okay in terms of communication level or anything like that. So as mother says, you want to reconcile and go to a Christian counseling with me, you're going to have to, you know, they already have possession, your mom has already possession on you, spiritually, mentally, and all the aspects. That's why we are arguing. That's why when we went to sit down at Howell first, counseling just to probably reconcile, she still insists that I don't know why we're fighting too much. And I told her, listen, I know the answer of it. So now she's threatening on me that I have a what I call a, that I do a